You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with Tommy Fury. Tommy, before we talk about the Jake Paul and altercation here in the hallway, your quick assessment of Anthony Taylor tonight.
You know, the man was awkward, didn't really come to fight, just wanted to hold and survive. You know, they're the worst type of people to, you know, to make you look bad in front of, but I got the win. We moved to 7-0, and that's all that matters. You know, we're going to come back, hopefully to the States again, and put on a better performance.
Talked about this altercation. Unfortunately, I missed it. I was interviewing Michael Bisping out of ringside there, and I came back, and all the shootblock happened. Can you just explain to me what happened in this hallway?
Yeah, I was actually doing an interview with Dev at BT Sport, and we was there, and then his whole team come barraging down. Obviously, I've turned around. He's come straight up to me. We've squared off. I was ready to get stuck into him there and then. But then 5,000 of his security members come over against my team of five. But we was ready to go. We didn't care. And broke everything up. But listen, I seen something that I seen in Jake Paul tonight. You know, when all of my team and their team of security was fighting and doing whatever they was doing, there was a split second between me and Paul where we looked each other in the eyes with no cameras on us. And that guy does not want any piece of me. I'll tell you that for free.
Why do you think that is then?
I've just seen through his soul. I seen a man who acts big in cameras and in front of groups, but when it's me and him, he doesn't want any part of it, so he definitely don't want to be in the ring with me, just me and him.
What do you make of his performance tonight then against Tyrone Woodley?
I don't make anything of it. You know, it wasn't a good performance from him. Listen, it sounds, you know, good coming from me, who had a dog shit performance as well, but his was, you know, bad. You know, very bad. The man's got terrible footwork. I don't think he can hold a shot the best. He can't avoid the right hand. You know, there's a lot of points for me to take away from that. And if Woodley would have thrown shots during that fight, he'd have been out of there for sure.
Obviously, this talk about this fight, it's on everyone's lips, really. You said yourself, I do my bit, he does his bit, let's get the fight on. I'll ask you if you still want to fight in the thing, but how would you approach fighting Jake Paul then? I know, we know that you like a long jab and stuff like that, but I've heard you say it twice now that you're going to just walk down and walk this man down. Is that how you approach the Jake Paul fight?
Yeah, definitely. After seeing that, 100%, I just get my hands up around my ears and walk to him and just smash him to bits because the man can't hold a shot. And I've seen that tonight. He can't hold a shot. He got hit with a couple of shots and it was like, oh God, what's going on? It's brand new to me, this. So all you do with him, man, you don't try and box him, you just get him out of there. And that's all I do with him.
Do you want to fight?
Of course I want to fight. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but I'm not screaming and shouting for it. You know, this is effectively the last chance. You know, I'm sick of going back and forth. I've got my own career to get on with. You either want the fight or you don't want the fight, mate. Speak the truth. Let everybody know where it's at instead of just playing these back and forth games. Like, not securing it in the post-fight interview, but then coming up to me in the hallway and causing a massive altercation. The man just likes to use my name, get a loads of clout on YouTube videos of altercations between me and him. I think that's all he wants to do. But in terms of me and him fighting in a ring, I don't think he wants any part of that.
Are you going to stick around for his post-fight press conference?
Nope, I'm going to get off and I'm going to have a beer because I've got better things to do with my post-fight evening than sit around and wait for Jake Paul with his fluffy hair.
Hey, Tommy.
Appreciate
Safe
it.
Safe flight home, mate, and hopefully I catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Cheers,
you, brother.
Mate.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.